Can I help you? With a hiss, Chiron pivoted on his heel to confront the intruder. How the hell had he allowed someone to sneak up on him? Even with his senses suppressed by the magic, it was an inexcusable lapse. Prepared to rid himself of his unwelcome companion, Chiron's anger faltered and died as soon as he caught sight of the tiny female. Bam! It felt like the time he'd been stupid enough to get into a fight with a feral troll. The creature had hit him so hard, he'd actually seen stars. The same stars he was seeing now. Chiron clenched his hands, his nose flaring as he tried to absorb the lush scent of her. She was stunningly beautiful. Her hair was a glorious tangle of curls that haloed around her oval face. Her eyes were green, gilded with a golden shimmer, smoldering with a sensual temptation. Her lips were plush and rosy in the moonlight, her skin the color of melted honey. Her soft, curvy body was revealed to perfection in the robe that clung to her with delicious results. A natural siren. His fangs lengthened, a powerful urge to taste her sweetness, almost overwhelming.
Holy hell, he said in low tones. I didn't know this hotel was blessed with angels.
Her eyes had widened, as if she was equally stunned by the impact of Chiron's presence. Then they abruptly narrowed as Chiron spoke. That's not the worst line I've ever heard, but it's close, she informed him. Chiron's lips twitched. She was right. It had been awful. Hard to believe most women found him utterly irresistible. But in his defense, he'd never experienced such an intense reaction. He didn't know if it was natural or caused by the strange magic swirling through the air, but it was undeniable.
You caught me off guard, he admitted, strolling toward the unknown female and offering an old-fashioned bow.
In his mind, good manners never went out of style, especially when they involved a beautiful woman.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Chiron, and I promise my lines are usually much better.
He straightened, his gaze taking another slow, lingering survey of her.
But you are breathtaking.
Clearly uneasy at his intense fascination, she took a deliberate step backward. If you're hungry, I have each vampire room stocked with blood in the minibar. She waved a hand toward the pathway that led through the garden. Or there's a town just 30 miles east of here. Chiron's brows snapped together. He'd assumed she was another guest, or even the angel he'd claimed her to be. It hadn't occurred to him that she was a member of the staff.
You work here?
24/7, she shrugged. I'm the owner.
Owner?
The word was torn from his lips. It was worse than he thought. She blinked, as if sensing his violent surge of emotion. Is there something wrong? Yeah, there was something wrong. This hotel was somehow connected to the key, which meant she must be connected to the witches.